This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Today on our program, new research suggests environmental factors may have more to do with autism than was previously thought. We'll talk about that more later in the hour.
But first, former Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, son of Robert F. Kennedy, was in the pages of the New York Times this morning, threatening to withdraw his family's documents from the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Dorchester. His family has long felt that the JFK Library has not done enough to recognize RFK's legacy.
The library is home to some 2,300 boxes of documents from Robert Kennedy's career in the Senate and as Attorney General in his brother's administration. Joe Kennedy's threat comes at a time when archivists there are about to release thousands more documents, some of which were previously classified.
Thomas Putnam is the director of the JFK Library, and he spoke with us moments ago to respond to the controversy.
We have been the repository of those papers for the past 38 years, and it's our great hope that the papers will be deeded and donated here to the Kennedy Library.
They have not yet been deeded so far.
No. So they're here under an arrangement that we call courtesy storage. When Mrs. Kennedy inherited those papers, she signed a deposit agreement with us, asking us not only to house the papers, but to make them accessible. She's always cared about people having access to these papers. And so we haven't processed the entire collection, but we have processed a good portion of those papers. And so we hope to, again, provide access to researchers.
Mr. Putnam, to be frank, I mean, as you are well aware, the real story here is not so much the fact that the JFK Library is currently the home of these 2,000 boxes regarding Robert Kennedy's documents, but rather that there seems to be some tension between the JFK Library and the Kennedy family, at least Robert Kennedy's descendants, regarding the fact that they think that just being the home of these documents isn't enough and that the JFK Library has not done enough to memorialize Robert Kennedy. I mean, Joe Kennedy was quoted as saying, "There's a very large building there in Dorchester, and there is a remembrance of President Kennedy and one for Senator Edward Kennedy, but there is nothing out there for Robert Kennedy." So how do you respond to that concern that Joe Kennedy was sharing?
Well, you know, we certainly do our best. So in our museum, we have an exhibit on Robert Kennedy, especially in his role as Attorney General. And then in a portion of our museum called the Legacy Room, we have a film about Robert Kennedy's incredible legacy on human rights and on issues of justice in the 1968 campaign, how he captured the country's imagination. Under my tenure, we've had two full-day conferences and five or six special forums on Robert Kennedy and the 1968 campaign, or Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. So we endeavor to tell the story as robustly as we can. I won't deny that there are, limits to our resources.
Mr. Putnam, if I may, I mean, I can actually understand why Robert Kennedy's children, Joe Kennedy especially, may sort of take umbrage at the fact that, say, for example, at one time the JFK Library offered to name a wing after Robert Kennedy. They said that's just nothing but putting a name on a hallway because they want more than the occasional conference and a film. But from the perspective of the public, from, you know, for historians, And the rest of us, I think the issue is that when you think about the presidency of John F. Kennedy, so many of the images of that time have both John and Robert together, deep in thought, puzzling out the crises of the early 60s. I mean, there's the Cuban Missile Crisis. There was the sort of the anti-organized crime work that Robert Kennedy was trying to do as Attorney General. And then especially after 1963, it was Robert Kennedy more than anybody else in the five short years before he himself was assassinated in 68. He carried the torch that was the legacy of the Kennedy family. So why, when we think of his effect on how we see the Kennedy presidency, why isn't there more of that story being told at the library?
Well, it's interesting because all of the pieces you just described really are told in our museum. So during the Cuban Missile Crisis, in our exhibit, we have the piece of paper that Robert Kennedy passed to President Kennedy where it says, "Now I know how Tojo felt," referring to the attack on Pearl Harbor. Again, we really do our best to try to capture that in our museum.
It would seem that if the Kennedy family does decide to move the papers elsewhere, for as long as they're not deeded to you, that would be a loss for the Kennedy Library and for Greater Boston. So what lengths do you believe you'd be prepared to go to keep the papers at the JFK Library in Dorchester?
We'll continue to do everything we can to have the family really trust us with these incredible treasures, and we hope that they'll remain here at the Kennedy Library.
Thomas Putnam, director of the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Dorchester, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
We requested comment from Joe Kennedy today. He declined. Later on All Things Consider, Sasha Pfeiffer will talk to Lawrence Lehmer, author of multiple books about the Kennedys. He says the RFK family is expecting too much from the JFK Library.
I think that they're asking for something unreasonable if they expect the American government to pay for this. I think if they go out and get funding and build some monument, some library for his memory, that is just fine, but not at a public expense. I think they've pushed the presidential library system and our government about as far as it should be pushed.
Stay tuned with WBUR to hear more of that today on All Things Considered.
And still ahead, a new study about the causes of autism. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.